This is going very well, Jacob. This is going very well. How are we doing? Are you okay?
No.
Are you having fun?
No.
What's wrong?
I'm sweating. Am I sweating? I'm sweating. Jesus Christ.
You're not sweating. You're sweating a little bit. It's hot in here. Everyone is sweating.
You're not sweating.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm just having a nice couple of no pressure, not the end of the oh my god freaking world drinks with a nice woman. What are you doing?
I'm sweating.
Well, stop it.
You're confident.
Of course I'm confident. Why wouldn't I be confident? What is there not to be confident about? We're not curing cancer, Jacob. We're not negotiating the release of hostages. We're just having drinks. And what, I ask you, what is sitting over there that wouldn't want some of what is over here buying the drinks? What did I tell you on the way over here?
I don't know.
What did I tell you?
We got it going on.
What?
We got it going on.
That's right. We got it going on.
She is pretty.
Yeah?
Sure.
You think she's pretty?
Yeah, sure.
She is pretty.
Too pretty.
Not too pretty.
Too pretty.
Not too pretty.
I'm ugly.
What?
I'm ugly.
No, what? What kind of talk is that now?
Yes, I am.
You are not ugly.
Yes, I am.
Dude, you are handsome, man.
No.
A handsome, handsome man.
Really?
Can we not do this in public? Jacob, please, don't make me do this at the bar.
I'm okay looking, I guess, but you think I'm handsome?
Dude, you're a fox.
Okay.
You're foxy.
Okay, that's making me uncomfortable.
Well, then don't...
Well, don't tell me I'm foxy in public.
Then take the drinks and let's go back to the table and show this girl that you are the awesome guy that you are. And that every minute she spends with you is a minute spent improving her life as a whole.
That goal seems lofty.
What are you doing? Put the mirror down. Why are you blemish hunting? Stop it. This zit is getting bigger. It's barely noticeable except for the fact that you keep pointing at it. Put the mirror down.
Am I snorting when I laugh?
You haven't laughed yet.
That's because when I laugh, sometimes I snort.
You've barely said four
I'm
words.
I'm a snorter.
Well, be sure not to laugh at anything he says because that is a surefire way to let someone know that you're into them.
Men are, as a general rule, turned off by the snorting.
Actually, Sarah, most people think it's cute. When you actually do snort, which isn't often, it is a cute little snort.
What am I doing here?
You are looking cute, laughing, not snorting, and having fun.
What do I think is going to happen? We're going to hit it off. We're going to glance into each other's eyes, only to become lost in each other's gaze, instantly forming an unbreakable connection that will, in an appropriately healthy amount of time, transform into everlasting love, that we will embark on a mutually nourishing relationship that will make us happy for the rest of our lives.
Yes. That, or you could start with a drink.
My apartment is in a good school district. I know that. I researched it. That's one of the reasons I moved there. And I'm not raising our children in a neighborhood that doesn't have good schools with access to the internet and healthy organically grown lunch options.
I don't think you need to mention that. Before the drink. I think there will be plenty of time to hammer out those details after the drink.
Oh, I love it. I love it. My ass is huge.
Oh, my God.
It is. It is a huge, enormo ass.
It is not
it's
huge.
It's like a planet. Planet ass.
Sarah, Stop it. Why do you do this to yourself? Any man would be lucky to spend time with you. You are a beautiful woman. You are smart, professional, well-read.
Bookish.
Well-read. Funny, dynamic, and interesting woman.
And I'm a good driver.
Yes. Yes, and you have a beautiful, perfectly sized ass.
Really? Nuh-uh.
Any man would be happy to have a chance to tap that ass.
That means have sex with it, doesn't it?
Yes.
You're trying to get me laid, aren't you?
Well, my God, Sarah, it couldn't hurt, could it? Hi.
Have no fear, Sarah. We have returned with the drinks. Did you miss us?
Hi.
You made it back to us.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thanks.
How was the bar?
Awesome.
Crowded.
Sarah, did you know Jacob is a writer?
Jacob, you are a writer? That is incredible.
You're a writer?
Sarah loves books.
Not really. Not a real writer.
Yes, he is. Dude, yes, you are.
I'm a playwright.
A brilliant playwright.
Sarah loves theater, and she is very knowledgeable about it.
Playwrights aren't real writers?
Yes, of course they are.
No, not really.
Oh, come on.
Have you had anything produced?
Tons.
Some.
Jacob has had several productions on stages all over the country. They have been very well received, and he was commissioned by one of the biggest companies in town to write a play for a very prestigious New Works Festival.
I do most of my stuff in a garage.
A garage?
It's kind of a basement garage. It's a theater, but it's a basement. I mean, it's got a garage door. But when you walk inside, it's a basement. You know, garage, basement, theater.
Oh!
Actually, it is one of the finest small professional houses in the city. It's growing all the time, doing bold new work, and it is very well respected.
Sometimes the sound system doesn't work.
Jesus Christ!
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do when that happens?
Well, I usually just get depressed, really.
Sarah here works for King County.
What do you do?
For my job.
Yeah.
She works to protect the environment and quality of life in Seattle and to educate people about what they can do to reduce the drain on natural resources in their own communities through groundbreaking recycling programs, public space projects, and composting initiatives.
Fascinating.
My job is boring.
Oh, yeah?
She's kidding. Her job is far from boring.
Yeah, I work for the King County Waste Management Authority and Recycling Board.
Wow. That sounds
cool.
That sounds important.
It's very important work. You should check out the website. It is amazing the programs that Sarah is working to create.
Sometimes people call and think we're the garbage company, but we're not.
Oh, they think...
Yeah, they call and they're all like, hey, are you the garbage company? And I'm like, no, sir, this is not the garbage company. Let me give you that number. Let me give you that number, sir. And then I give him the number.
Oh, so you have the number right
there. So we
there.
Can give it out.
So you can give it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I can see how that would, you know.
Boring.
Oh, my God,
no,
Sarah.
I can see how that would be frustrating, all those people calling, having to give out the number.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes. By all means, please do ask a question.
I'm sure Sarah would love to know more about your work.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so do you ever get the feeling that happiness is like an apple? A beautiful, bright, shiny red apple that is hanging from a gorgeous leafy green tree, but whenever you reach up to pick it, it seems like the apple is always just one branch higher than you can reach.
Sarah, you're so funny. Tell him you're joking.
Yes.
Christ.
Yes, I do. All the time.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't feel like that all the time.
Sarah is happy. Sarah, tell him how happy you are.
What kind of antidepressants do you take?
Zoloft. What about you?
Well, I was on Cerazone, but it deadened me sexually, so I switched to Effexor.
Nice. You've done it again. I'm going to have to apologize for my friend here, but don't worry. She is going home now.
I get a crippling social anxiety, so I have to go with a selective serotonin uptake re-inhibitor or I'm useless.
Yeah, dude. Okay, bring up the SSRIs. Let's bail before she calls someone over here to beat the crap out of you. Jacob, come on. We can try again when you decide to be slightly more stimulating than C-SPAN with the sound off. Let's go!
Sarah, honey, let's go home. Make sure we have at least enough self-esteem to power our wristwatch, and then we'll put our profile back online, okay?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, fine. Jake, you know what? I'm through. That's how you want it. I'm gone, pal. And once I'm gone, seriously, you're on your own.
Oh, okay.
What's okay?
Never mind.
Sarah, honestly, I am so sick of this. I have tried and tried to help you, but forget it. I'm done breaking my back. I'm so leaving and so maybe never coming back.
Okay.
Were you talking to me? Why did you just say okay?
Never mind.
I'm ugly.
My ass is really big and I snort when I laugh.
Cool.
This Sandbox Radio segment appears in the episode Spring Fever, recorded at ACT Theater in Seattle on April 27, 2015. The performance was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Dig deeper into Sandbox Radio at our website, sandboxradio.org, where you can find live show information and download prior episodes of the podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and find the podcast in iTunes and Stitcher. See you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.